You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hello, and welcome back to the Equipped Man Podcast, the podcast where we explore what it means to be a man of God in the 21st century. I'm your host, Luke Wance. And today I've got Levi back with me. Levi, how you doing?
I'm well. I am really well. How are you, Luke?
I'm good. I know we had a lot of conversations before we hit record, so hopefully we can do our best to grab like half the material we just left on the cutting room floor, so to speak.
Sounds good. It's just been pre-cooked.
Yes.
We're ready. We're already cooking.
Yes. So with that, we're just going to jump into it. So I texted you and talked to you beforehand, more than just before today. What I want to talk about today mostly is purpose and careers or job life.
Yeah.
And because I know a lot of men struggle with the idea of purpose, like what is my purpose and what am I supposed to do here on this earth? You know, why am I here? But then also the career life and the job, because I know a lot of men struggle with my purpose is in my job or it's what I do. You know, like right. Earlier I mentioned how you used to work for the post office. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I'm Levi. I'm a postman. You know, it's like, well, you're not a postman. That's not your purpose, but right. That's what you do as a job. And I think a lot of men take on that attribute and almost get lost when it comes to the kingdom.
Yeah,
you know,
it's true.
I mean, what are your thoughts? I'll let you go ahead and chime in real quick.
Yeah, and I can't claim this. I heard it somewhere, and I'm not sure where I heard it, but they talked about men and work, where work is rewarding, and it has something you accomplish, something you've overcome, a project you complete, task you do, and you have reward for that, whether it's paycheck, bonus, recognition, different things like that. And so it's very easy as men to find purpose and value in our work because it's feeding into something here that's like, oh, okay, I've accomplished, whereas so many other things in life are kind of undefined.
Yeah.
There's not really like a, oh, I come home and there's a reward system in my home now because of how I've been acting the last week or two, right? Like there are, but you got to look for them, right? You've got to learn to recognize that my life is going well because I've been sowing into these areas or whatever. But a lot of times we almost accidentally get purpose from work because it's clearly defined and we can see the reward in it. And we can see the benefits from it. And it's easy to speak to. Yeah. I have done X, Y, Z.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Almost like the here's my resume.
Right.
And I think also part of it is because, you know, whether it's the way we're wired and designed or whether it's just the way we've been taught that this is the role of a man, husband, father, is you provide. You provide security, you provide stability, you provide finances, you provide the shelter.
That's good.
You know, and it's just, you know, how can I provide these things without a job?
Right.
You know, I mean, I remember a story back in the day. I think it was the old Hebrew culture. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's happened a lot. but they, before a man would get married, he would need to build a house for his new, for his wife, for his new family, basically. And so it was like, that was their version of, I can be a good husband because I can already provide shelter.
Mm, wow.
You know, and again, I don't know if that's 100% true. I've read it in some places, but whether it was just story or if that was like, no, this is like part of what you do before you can get married, you have to provide a house. And I think that speaks to a lot of guys because it's, you know, I've heard enough stories and I've talked to enough men of, well, I'm not ready to get married because I'm not set in this aspect of my life,
yeah,
or I'm not ready to have kids because I don't have all of this stuff together yet.
$10,000 in the savings account,
right,
or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and both of us being fathers, we can attest to, it doesn't matter how well prepared you think you are, you're not prepared.
Right. So true. Yeah. But and you're right. It's something in that feeds, oh, I'm a provider, I'm all these things. And to me, honestly, finding my purpose in my work has never been much of a struggle for me. And I don't know if that was something I learned from my own father, because he never really acted like that. He was very much home. He was very much aware of his relationship with my mom and with, you know, me and Luke and Heather and things like that. So I probably just grew up with a father who didn't gain purpose in his life from his work. So it's never really been much of a struggle for me, but I can see it in people who, a lot of times we're finding purpose in our work because we've neglected other areas in our life and we're not reaping in those areas as much as we're reaping at work. It's like you reap what you sow, but you also reap where you sow.
Yeah.
And so we're not gaining, you know, we have this struggle, attention when we're home, or the weekends are nice, but we're glad they're over, right? Like you kind of have this, it's almost, there's more, again, something you reap from when you work and things like that that you're not getting from other areas. So you lean into that and you find more purpose in those things, but it's kind of a reflection of neglecting some of these other areas in your life.
I can definitely see that, because I mean, especially with the reaping and sowing, because I hadn't even thought of that, you know, because it's how many men put effort into, you know, well, I'm gonna take this course so I can improve my career, or I'm gonna go to this training, go to that training. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to their marriage, how many of those men are skipping like marriage workshops or, you know, learning how to take care of your kid better, or, you know, taking them to a practice or something, you know, again, and I hadn't even thought about it till you said it.
And you're almost kind of floating in some of those areas, even if you're not doing bad, right? Like you don't come home and you're yelling at your wife, or you're, you know, you don't do the dishes when you should be doing dishes, or whatever it is, you know, even if you're not doing bad necessarily, you're not treating it as something that can continue to grow.
Yeah.
And I found now that is an area that sometimes I have to check myself. I'm like, I haven't really invested in my wife.
Yeah.
Right. And I really liked, we were at the marriage sessions over this last weekend, and it was Jimmy Evans. He said, you had that first love with your wife because you made her first at that time, right?
Yeah.
At the beginning, and you invested in it, and what you invest in, you find treasure in. And that really just struck something in me. Like, I don't want to just float when I'm home. I want to actually invest in my wife, and that builds that area better and better and better. It's good or whatever, but it can be better.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's bad and it needs to be better, but what you invest in, you find value from.
Yeah.
You find purpose from.
Yeah.
And again, like you said, we at work, we're like, oh, I'm going to take this course to get better at this XYZ and make more money. And we somehow go blind to the fact that oh, if I did this thing with my wife, the benefit may not be a check, right, in the mail. Yeah. It's not necessarily money in the bank account, but it's money in the bank account of the relationship you have with your wife, and how much more valuable and rewarding can that be? And you're blind to wealth too.
Mm.
So many times I think people, wealth is one or two things, but wealth is the love of family. Like, wealth is my son having understanding,
yeah,
having wisdom that I've given to him. To me, I would count that as wealth in my life, that my children have learned things about life because I taught them,
yeah,
right?
Oh,
and
yeah,
that's wealth, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, we kind of have a misunderstanding of what's valuable and what are things to find fulfillment and reward in. And so we gather purpose from other things because we're like blinding ourselves to these other things that add so much wealth,
yeah,
into your life.
Yeah. And not just wealth, but add the purpose to our lives.
Right.
You know, because, you know, I'm going to shift just a little bit, you know, because I know we both go to church. We both love Jesus, have, you know, 100% sold on the fact that Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. And we're going to serve him till the day we can't serve anything.
yeah.
You know, and so it's one of those things that I think this is kind of, people can also like their job, you know, if they go into church and they go into ministry, you know, not necessarily up on the pulpit talking, but any kind of service in the church, whatever, or even just the fact of going to church, you know, they can almost get lost in that's my purpose.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
good.
It's like I've got my job and I've got my church. Mm-hmm. And it's like, because again, like we talked about, you get those,
yeah,
almost like those instant benefits. You know, it's like, you know, during worship, you know, you're singing, you're praising, you're dancing, you know, you can feel the atmosphere, you can feel the Holy Spirit moving, you can feel, you know, the kingdom coming. You know, you go and you get prayer, you listen to the word, you know, through the preaching and all that, and you maybe serve in different ministries throughout the church, you know, the cameras, the with helping with the kids, and it's like, this is my purpose, this is who I am.
Mm.
You know, and it is. It's
mm-hmm.
I keep in my mind, I'm like, I keep seeing these like big signs, and it's like you just keep losing focus on what your purpose is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you because we invest so much in all these different areas where we do get that instant gratification, and we neglect, you know, I'll call it out, we neglect those areas where it's building of the generational wealth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to speak.
Yeah. That's true.
You know, because, you know, you taking your son to flag football practice.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
he might not think anything of it, but, you know, down the road, that's building something, yeah, in him.
Right.
You know, when you take your kids to something, and especially if you've like multiple things, it's like, dad's there for me. Dad's there to you know, not just my dad's my chauffeur, but, you know, dad's there for me. Dad's there to like help me experience new things and learn new things.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's part of your purpose as a dad.
Yeah.
You know?
And how easily can you have that moment, but totally miss that moment because in here you haven't solved that riddle of finding purpose in the right things.
Yeah.
And you experienced that time with your son or whatever, but missed the value of purpose in that.
Yeah.
And I really liked what you said about like, oh, I'm doing this ministry at my church and blah, blah, blah. I don't remember when it was. It was, gosh, 6, 7, 8 years ago.
Okay.
I was at, you know, I've been going to our church for 11 years now, 12 years now.
Okay.
And it was about, yeah, 7, 8 years ago that God really started kind of pressing me and saying to me like, hey, this will not be what it is today down the road.
Yeah.
This church, like what I was doing and the people I was around and how the services were and the worship and like this, it will not stay this way.
Yeah.
And God was kind of like, because we end up building kind of a false reality,
yeah,
with church or whatever it is, that It's like, no, no, God's like saying, no, excuse me, you're pursuing, you're building relationship with me. And if this place disappeared, do you still have that?
Mm.
And he's not saying this place is going to disappear. He's just saying it will not look the same 10 years from now. And that's true right now as much as it was 8 years ago. 10 years from now, our church is not going to look the way it looks right now.
Right.
And so you have to have a foundation built on purpose in God, connection with him, family. And a lot of times you're building purpose on the things that God is speaking to you to.
Yeah.
And if you don't necessarily have God in your life, but maybe a mentor or somebody, like, you'll find things here and there that are like, hey, this is purpose.
Yeah.
Raising children generationally, right? Like, building wealth and things like that. And like, you're finding out what is purpose to draw purpose from, because everything around you will change.
Yes. Oh yeah. Yeah. And it will. And sometimes that's the exciting and also scary part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know Dina and I love to talk about, you know, that, you know, change and growth, you know, come hand in hand, and you can't grow without change. You know, you also have to be uncomfortable in order to grow.
Yeah.
You know, so it's those real.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Realizing that what are the things that matter?
Yeah.
You know, I know sometimes, you know, kind of talking back to being a dad and with kids is, you know, I've seen a lot of couples and I've heard a lot of stories of how, you know, parents, they focus so much on kids. And then all of a sudden it's like the kids grow up and they move out and it's like, I now have this female roommate that I don't know what to do with.
Female roommate. Yeah.
You know, and it is because they lose sight of why they're there. You know, the purpose of what's going on. And I know this is such a huge topic. You know, we could probably spend hours upon hours talking about this. You know, it's kind of like a couple episodes ago when I was talking with Devin about mentorship. You know, it's like we could talk 5-6 hours at least on just mentorship and what does that mean, you know. And it's the same way with purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it is such a broad topic. Right. But I think it's so meaningful.
Oh, yeah.
For fun, I almost said purposeful, and I was like, I'm not going to be that bad. I'm not going to be that guy today, at least not right now. You know, but...
Yeah, that's funny.
But it is. It's, you know,
yeah.
Because what does it look like? And we've kind of talked about a little bit of what it looks like. And it's like, how do we find that out? You know, yes, there's prayer and all. And I would love to sit here and say, you know, if you follow XYZ...
Yeah.
Here's this blueprint. I will sell you an ebook for $5 that will tell you step by step how to find your purpose.
Right.
I would be a millionaire overnight. but I don't have that book.
Yeah, and I think for me it's kind of not necessarily ever changing so much as I'm ever discovering it as you go, as you grow as a man and husband and have a family and things like that. Obviously those things begin to make changes of what's valuable, what purpose there is in life. But at the same time, like you said, you can get lost in that too and forget your wife or forget a ministry that maybe God is calling you to, and all you do is just sow into your family, which maybe it's actually selfish at the end of the day, right? Like,
yeah.
Because you were meant to do this too. And,
right.
And you almost have to be okay with discovering it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lot of struggle for a long time because I grew up a Christian, grew up right. in a lot of Christian circles that are more like kind of evangelical, Pentecostal circles. And there's a lot that says your destiny, your destiny, your destiny,
yeah.
your destiny, find your destiny, your purpose, your destiny, that right? Purpose, yeah. destiny, kind of the same thing. And it was almost to the point, you have prophecies over your life and these things and blah, 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 and like see you talking to nations, right? See you, and you're like, wow. And since I'm not doing those things, I feel bad all the time.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. And
for years, probably from 13 to like 25, I basically felt bad every day that I wasn't doing something that was at a level I felt like it should be.
Gotcha.
Right?
Yeah.
And you feel this, you think you're neglecting your relationship with God if you're basically stepping away from this, like, I've been called to this thing, and
yeah.
but I'm not doing it, and how do I make it happen, and I can't seem to attain and get there. And God, I would go and speak to God on that level, like, God, I want to be, and blah, blah, and I want to do this, and blah, yada, yada, and he's like, hey, but me.
Right.
And for the longest time, that was not registering, like, you know, but he's like, yeah, but if I put you on that stage and you spoke to all those people, you would have a purpose for an hour and nothing when you left.
Mm, I like that. Yeah.
It'd be empty.
Yeah.
And it has been empty. I've done that. Yeah. I went and spoke somewhere, and for that week leading up to when you speak at a place, you're like, man, this is awesome. I have this great relationship with God. These things are good. You go speak, and it was great, and then you're done, and you're like, oh. You now know, what? Like, it's like, yeah, suddenly my purpose is almost gone. I'm missing that call. I'm back into this rut of feeling bad about where I currently am.
Yeah.
And so finally, God finally wrestled it out of me to go, excuse me, I am your purpose first.
Yeah.
Before you do anything. So then when I go do a thing now that I have learned this, I could do it or not do it. It didn't affect my week.
Yeah.
Like it's rather amazing for me because that was never the case before. I would finally feel purpose, finally feel fulfillment doing my calling, right?
Yeah.
But now I could or couldn't. Like, it's there and it's not there.
Yeah.
That thing's going to fade and grow, and you're going to have moments where God does use you in ministry and things like that, but the relationship you have with him is first.
Yeah.
And I have found such just joy, and it bleeds into, not necessarily mundane, but it bleeds into just average living.
Yeah.
And a Saturday with my family is now purposeful. Right? Rather than like, oh, I'm doing this and it's okay, but man, I really need to be on a stage somewhere.
Yeah.
Or I need to be praying for someone. And you get lost in this calling. Suddenly I'm investing in ministry. I guess my struggle was never with work, but my purpose was like in this ethereal calling.
Yeah.
Rather than, no, just relationship with me is okay.
Yeah.
You know?
And I can see where that could almost borderline be destructive. You know, not even like internally, but to be an adult, to be in that kind of position of authority and to look at somebody that's 10, 13, 15, 18 even and say, oh yeah, here's the calling on your life. Here's a card. Have fun. Good luck. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm like, crap, that's no, you know, because
can't
it is
do this.
It's,
yeah,
yeah, because it's like that's like, you know, first day of boot camp handing some kid a rifle and being like, all right, you go lead the troops, good luck, see ya. It's like, aren't you gonna train me?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing here.
Yeah. And I will say there's kind of two sides of the coin, because on one side it did teach me like I have the power to change the world.
Yeah.
Which I want my kids to think like that too.
Oh yeah.
But I don't want them to only find value from the moments they get to do that.
Mm, yeah.
That doesn't necessarily, that's not the same thing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it took me years.
Wow.
To overcome that, because basically every day I just felt bad.
Yeah.
That I wasn't doing X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're trying to, and so you feel like, oh, my relationship with God, which is the most valuable thing in my life, must be off because I'm not doing this thing I thought I was called to.
Yeah.
And, but then you'll accidentally neglect these blessings that God lays in front of you in your life.
Yeah.
The relationship with your spouse, your kids. Again, just kind of more natural living, but living it in a way that's, like you said, future, generational. If every Christian man invested in their family in such a way that they grew up to be people like this,
yeah,
who found purpose in God and God first,
yeah,
that would change a nation in one generation.
Agreed.
Truthfully.
Agreed.
There is so much power in a father.
Yeah.
It's strange that we struggle so much to find purpose and value when there is so much value and purpose in what we do just as a father.
Yeah. And I think it kind of goes back to what I said earlier, was being a father, you know, even being a husband, you know, there's not that instant or near instant gratification.
Mm. Yeah.
You know,
right.
Again, it's back to the paycheck, you know. I do 80 hours of work every 2 weeks, I get a paycheck. You know, and as much as I love Sebastian, as much as he comes and runs and tries to hug tackle me,
yeah,
that's not a paycheck. And if I didn't have my head on straight, I would discount his affection towards me, because I'm like, well, I can't really do anything with that. So thanks, but no thanks.
Right.
It's like I say that out loud. I'm like, oh, that feels gross.
Yeah.
You know? But it is. It's recognizing that instead of a paycheck,
yep,
it is those, you know, my son that's half my size and a, you know, a quarter of my weight, you know, will try his best to tackle me to the ground. He's like, Dad, one day I'm gonna tackle you. I'm not sure you will, but
he will one day.
I know he will. I'll be sleeping, but he'll tackle me to the ground one day.
That's funny. That is funny.
You know, but it is. It's just, you know, and it's that shift in mindset of almost to say, this is why I'm doing it. You know, I'm doing this for my kids so they can be better people. I'm doing this for my wife so she doesn't stress out about what's going on in the family and you know, with finances and stuff like that. And
right.
You know, it's these things. And I was also gonna go back. And, you know, when you're talking about purpose and, you know, how, like, when you're told, you know, that, you know, that calling on your life and stuff like that. I've also seen it where your internal calling is almost louder than what God is calling you to do. And so,
mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's say God is calling you something really simple. Hey, I need you to be part of the cleaning crew at church.
Mm-hmm.
Or I need you to be part of the food pantry.
Right.
You know, but you're like, well, I think it's better to do street outreach or street ministry and be out there and, you know, on a corner saving lives, you know, type thing. And it's like, that's good. That's for the kingdom. But that's not where you're called to.
Right.
You know, and I think there's those things where it's like, but I'm doing something good, so God's going to bless it. And it's like, yes,
yeah,
to a degree, but that's not where
right.
God wants you.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, God told me to get this job, but I don't think I should have that job, so I'm going to get this job over here instead. And it's like, but God told you to get that job.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's like, well, I make better money over here, so this is where I need to be.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, but that might end up causing more stress. That might cause, you know, some other issues, maybe some extra wear and tear on your car because you're driving one place versus another. You know, it's, yeah. But it is. It's those, we think the calling or the purpose or the mm-hmm. destiny from what we see as good.
Right.
Is stronger than what God wants us to do.
You're hitting it right on the head, and I have seen this happen. I've done it before.
Yeah.
And when you do have that relationship with God in here, you can tell, if you take the moment, if you take the time to consider, you can tell when you're kind of, when there's that pull.
Yeah.
Saying like, hey, yeah, not the street outreach. There is this thing over here.
Yeah.
You can tell. Mm-hmm. And you can convince yourself otherwise and like, oh, it's ministry and blah, 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 blah. But what you're actually doing is you're truthfully being selfish.
Yeah.
And you're deciding for yourself what you want to do.
Yeah.
Rather than the value is your relationship with God, you're going to feel, I was in a job that was extremely stressful for a while.
Yeah.
And I felt like I need to go, I just got to find something different. This isn't working, yada, yada, yada. I came up with every reason in the book I could.
Yeah.
And every time I opened up my laptop to go and apply to places and things like that, I felt it in here.
Mm.
Like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. And I'm like, okay. And I remember one night, like, my wife and I had been talking about it and the stresses at work and different things. And I said, I was like, babe, I cannot tell you why.
Yeah.
But anytime I go to do this, I can't.
Yeah.
And so right now I'm just not looking for a job. And if that changes down the road, I'll let you know. But I'm sorry, right now I'm just not going to.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
And it was like 2 months later, COVID happened.
Mm.
March 2020.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if I was new at another job, I'd be the first person they'd let go.
Oh, yeah, you would. Yeah.
I'm like, it would have really put us in a bad place.
Yeah.
God prepared me for that.
Yeah.
And during that season, things at work were able to slow down enough that we were able to catch up that it was less stressful.
Oh, there
like,
you,
it,
go.
You know, it kind of fixed two things at once.
Yeah.
But it was everything externally, every reason I could come up with is telling me one way.
Yeah.
But God was telling me another. And so since he was the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Value of my life, I listened,
yeah.
Right? And, yeah, if I was finding purpose only in work, I would have left that.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Yeah.
You know?
It's what you say highlights the importance of having these kind of conversations with your wife.
Oh,
you know, because
absolutely.
Again, it's like,
absolutely.
You know, if, you know, especially with you both being believers, you know, if Shanae had not been a believer and you'd been like, well, God told me I shouldn't look for a job right now. It's like,
maybe
okay,
would have said
person.
It in a different way, but generally, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, but I mean, with, you know, you and your wife, me and my wife, you know, it's comforting and it creates that nice net of stability to be able to, you know, I don't have a good feeling about this. I think the Holy Spirit is telling me not to do this at this moment.
Very
or
good.
I feel like I really need to take a step in this direction right now.
Oh yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, to have that that spouse that links shields with you at times and also is listening to the Holy Spirit and saying, "Yep. Okay, let's go."
Yeah, and I don't want to flip this whole thing on its head.
Please here. Do. Please do. Go okay. for it. Go for it.
But I, on a flip side, finding your value from your spouse is, can be deadly.
Oh, yes. 100%
and,
agree.
And when that begins to fail, you kind of abort and you find it from work or you've whatever, this other thing, or sports or yada, yeah. yada. Like, I don't find value from the love I feel from her. Like, not in that way. Like, oh, she has to do X, Y, Z.
Right.
Because what happens is, well, a bunch of things happen. But one of the things I've seen is it's like, oh, okay, she met par today.
Yeah.
Like, she loved on me, you know, did this thing, cleaned this, whatever, took care of kids. But she just met par.
She ticked the boxes.
But when I come into it as... you know, on purpose, I'm sowing into this, I'm giving to you, I'm investing in this relationship, then anything that then comes yeah. is a blessing, it's a reward, it's yeah. fulfilling, and that person can be up or down, and my stance towards them is not up or down.
Yes.
And I think men are, I don't want to say better equipped to do that than women. I don't want to say that. But, like, we do have something in us that can stabilize an atmosphere.
Yeah.
And stabilize a relationship, like, a strain in the home much more quickly.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of something God has given us. And anyways, but finding yeah. purpose or value from a spouse, that will fail so quickly.
Yes. And it's really freeing. On from both sides, if you don't find purpose from your spouse,
oh yeah,
you know,
yeah, because you're kind of that person sucking from you,
right? Yeah, you know, because I remember, you know, Dina loves to tell the story of when we first got together and we were talking about marriage and stuff like that. You know, the Holy Spirit talked to her real hard, you know, because she was like, well, you know. He needs to change this and he needs to do this. And apparently God
yes.
talked to her sternly and said, if you change him, he won't be the same. And you are not his Holy Spirit.
Mm.
Yeah. So she's like, all right, God, he's yours.
Yep.
You know, and that.
Oh, that's so good. That's so freeing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's so freeing immensely. To, I don't have to control this relationship.
Yeah.
That if I do truthfully. If you do your part of it, your side of it, if you do the stuff you can actually control, it will go in the right direction.
Yeah.
Like it.
Yeah.
And it may take longer for some relationships than others. It may, you know, some people maybe have more to overcome or what. It doesn't matter. I truly believe if you are on one side of this thing, do the things you should.
Yeah.
It will turn this thing in the direction you want it to go. A good direction.
And again, that goes back to, as men, I'm gonna 100% put this on men because that is the target audience.
Yeah.
But as men, we have to find our purpose.
Yeah.
In God.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know,
because we've talked about all these other things. You know, we've talked about jobs, family, spouse, kids.
Yeah.
You know. We have to find our purpose in him.
Yeah.
You know, the one that created us, the one that has, you know, right. that knows the plans and future for yep. us, you know. And it's at times it's like I say that and I've thought it several times and it's mm-hmm. it's at times it sounds so simple. But then at other times it seems so such a monumental task.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And yeah, I'm sorry. Are you?
No, yeah, no.
I think one of the things that another area I've had to learn and grow in, so not so much the work side, but with the relationship with God and making his first, is I thought I had to do a thing to, you know, this relationship, like, okay, God, yay, but what's the thing I do? Like,
yeah.
I had to do a thing to really have a relationship with him, and I would hate for my son to feel like he had to do a thing to have a relationship with me.
Yeah.
I'm a father and I love pouring love on my children.
Yeah.
I love being proud of them. I love just watching a thing they do or whatever, or just experiencing. He didn't really have to do anything to have this relationship. And there's no way I'm a better father than God.
Yeah.
Sure. You know what I mean? There's no way I'm better at this than him.
Yeah.
And so approaching God in the way like, okay, well, I need to do a thing and blah, blah. Like, it really can be just the relationship.
Yeah.
And from there, you're going to do things, but you're not going to be up and down when and if you do things, because your relationship is actually built on he is a father.
Yeah.
And he does care and he does love, and you are a child.
Yeah.
Whether you're acting like it or not, but you are a child, and you don't have to do a thing to be that. You are that. Like, it yeah. just kind of changes the way I talk to him. When I talk to God, I mostly talk to him just naturally. I'm like, hey, what are you up to today? What are you doing?
Yeah.
What's going on? Like, I want to know what you're thinking about. Like, I would talk to him almost like I would talk to my dad.
Yeah.
My own dad. And you just kind of learn to make the relationship something real. I remember there are times like God will speak to me something in the morning and I'll be at work and I'm like, gosh, I can't remember what that was. And, you know, we were talking about. And then I stop myself and I'm like, God, I'm not going to try to remember what this was. You are a real relationship. Tell me.
Yeah.
You can tell me.
Yeah.
And it like came to my mind. I was like, there it is.
That's awesome.
That was it. Like, it was like, that's awesome. You know, if I forgot something I told Luke this morning, right?
Yeah.
I told you this morning, I would be like, hey, remember I told you about this movie. What was that movie again? Like, you would remind me, right? This is a real relationship. So I'm like, God, what was that thing you told me this morning again?
Yeah.
And it came back to me and I was like, this is awesome. Like, you know, but we somehow make it ethereal, unattainable.
Oh, yeah.
We make God a father that somehow we're better fathers than he is. And we didn't mean to think that way, but I'm just saying.
Or I think it's, you know, because I was raised Catholic and it was like, you know, with the Catholic faith, it's like God is like so, so high up, you know, us, you know, impoverished plebes. You know, are not worthy to speak to the King of Kings, you know, and it's and so it's like that's something that that me personally I've had to learn of. No, it really can be that easy.
Yeah.
You know, I still struggle with it. I struggle with it every day. You know, because I wasn't, you know, I wasn't raised with this is how you pray. You know, it was the very formal, the very memorized, you know, this is your place down there and here are all the different levels and layers that you have to go through to even see the throne room off in the distance.
And if you're really, really good at it, you'll be a saint, right?
Right, right, right. You know, and so it's, so again, that's something I struggle with, you know, but it's like I've learned and I know, but there's still sometimes that disconnect in my head of, but it's God. I can't just kick it with God, can I?
Yeah. And again, I would challenge you, but I also challenge myself on like, again, there's no way I'm a better dad.
Yeah.
I wouldn't ever treat my son that way that, hey, I'm really high.
Yeah.
And important. And when you do or have something important, then you can come to me.
Yeah.
I would never treat my kid like that, right? And when we say it naturally like that, we're like, well, yeah, duh, you know, like, and there's no way I'm a better dad than God.
Right.
But somehow we accidentally do it, right? And
yeah.
I mean, I did it. I was like that too. And I thought only when I was good because I really have a real relationship with him. But I've also learned that even in my terrible moments, he just wants me right there present. In fact, like I would want to be around my son and help him, right?
Yeah.
And again, it's so much of it like I can relate now because I am a father in some ways that I couldn't have before. And so there are times I come to God with junk with no answer.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have an answer for this. This is what it is and it sucks.
Yeah.
Right? And like, okay.
Yeah.
How is your day going? Like,
yeah.
I mean, and there are times where I used to read Psalms and struggle with some of the Psalms because it didn't end well.
Yeah.
I read a Psalm and I'm like, but where's the part where this thing kind of turns around here? It just kind of, you like jumped off the edge of a cliff and you just stayed there. Like, it didn't resolve to anything, but a real relationship has moments like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where I just come, this is where I am. This is what I'm at. And hi, God.
Yeah.
This is a thing that sucks right now where I'm not where I need to be, but I know you're still here, present, welcoming, wanting me in with you.
Yeah.
And so I'm here.
Yeah.
And again, that's something I've had to learn, relearn, if you would say, because we don't get taught that.
We don't.
Many times.
Like, no, we don't. We don't. And it's important. It's, I mean, it's part of life. It's, mm-hmm. you know, it's part of this, you know, kingdom living, if you will.
Yeah. Sure.
But yeah, and that's good. I gotta be honest. I hadn't even thought about that. I hadn't even thought about it like that. So that's a good challenge. I like that challenge. So what, I mean, I know we just kind of said it, but it's like, I almost want to say, well, what can we do? What can we work on to get better at this? And it's like, we just talked about it, Luke. Duh.
Yeah. But kind of narrowing down the focus or whatever, but like it really, you know, and I think I feel like every time we talk, and pretty much anytime anybody talks to me about anything spiritual, I'm going to say something about relationship with God, because it is just like where I'm at right now, or maybe it is the thing.
Yeah.
Maybe the Christian living really is just comes down to a real relationship with God, real one. And there are times I'll be praying and I'm like, God, I've got to experience real Jesus.
Yeah.
What are you really like? Not what I think you're really like, not what I pretend or make up or want you to be even or whatever, like surprise me, like, but what are you really like?
Yeah.
I need to know. And it's not like I've been experiencing a fake version.
Right.
I just know I'm missing stuff.
Yeah.
And I want to know who you really are. What are you really like?
Yeah.
And so I think it comes down to, yes, a relationship with God, and also check yourself.
Mm.
Where are you finding purpose from?
Yeah.
And is that the thing? Are those the things you really want to, like, is there something you're not finding purpose from that you probably should?
Yeah.
Like your kids, or like your spouse, or a ministry thing you do feel God is calling you to, or whatever it might be. Like, is there something you should be finding purpose from that you're not?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's probably a good just mental check.
Yeah. I would probably take it a step further. You know, if this is something that guys feel they're struggling with, maybe write down, you know, their list of, I don't want to say priorities, but here's my job. I'm a I'm also a husband. I'm a dad. I work on this. I do this. I put my energy here,
mm-hmm.
and kind of look at that list and almost ask yourself, are your priorities in order?
Wow. Yeah.
You know,
that's good.
Are your priorities in order? Are you trying to find purpose from these things that really don't give you purpose? Or are you expecting purpose where purpose isn't? Or what you said earlier, are you trying to reap in these fields that you have not sown?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You're not sowing at home. Why would you?
Yeah.
You know, no wonder why you're not finding purpose from it.
Right.
You're not sowing into it, right?
Yeah.
Or wherever the area might be. You know, if it was just about work, I'd work on the weekends too.
Right.
You know, like, it's obviously there's something more to all of it, and that's just kind of natural. But, yeah, man, I really liked this. This was good.
Yeah, this was good. Thank
this
you.
This was really good.
Thank you for joining
me
on this.
Luke. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Any final thoughts before we shut down?
No, I think we really said quite a bit and said a lot that needed to be said, and just, again, that relationship with God, but also, like you said, write the things down, figure it out, look at it almost naturally, and then kind of allow God to speak to it too. Maybe you think it's right, and he's like, it needs changed a little, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah, sounds good. All right, guys, have a great week. Stay fit. Be well.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.